And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're not in the world headquarters today. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay for the big summer kickoff sale. We have Mr. Steve Pinard here, and we have a host of everybody here. There's like 20 vendors here all set up and ready to go, and the sale is unbelievable today. But it only goes till 1, so you better get down here. There's a lot going on at Dana Landing right now, so come on by and stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what an event this is. What an event this already is, and yeah. It's literally just getting set up right now. Today,
literally, it kicks off at 7 a.m., and isn't it 7 a.m.? A little after 7 a.m., 7:04 a.m., so it's here.
It's on.
Yeah, it's on. Yeah, it's quite the event, Dana Landing Summer Kickoff Sale. We've been rolling here since like around 6 a.m., but I've seen people come out with gobs and gobs of great deals already, Steve. Good morning, Steve Pinard.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, so tell us about this summer kickoff sale. What's the purpose? What's going on?
Well, it's, you know, probably do the math, but we've got to be on 8 or 9 years. It used to be, we used to do this type of thing right before the Bay Bass tournament.
Right.
Obviously, when that went away, we said, let's do a spring kickoff, and it's been a bunch of years. Like I said, it's got to be 8 or 9 years we've been doing this. Just keeps getting bigger and bigger and easier, and, you know, it's kickoff to the summer.
I mean, the who's who of saltwater vendors, manufacturers,
including Ben Seacrest,
are all here.
Yeah, that guy and Rick from Kamikatsu. I mean, look at them all.
Yeah, everybody that is important to our Southern California saltwater fishing, they're here.
Yeah, Lawrence. Gosh, I mean, it's like, look around, right? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Steve, I'm seeing people walk out with some pretty sensational deals. How'd you come up with all these deals?
I don't know.
Johnny came up.
Yeah, he's got Johnny has his back.
No, I mean, like, yeah, summer kickoff, so we're just we're making sales that you can't miss. You know what I mean? Like, they're substantial deals that, you know, we don't offer. This is our one time a year that we offer these deep discounts.
Yeah. So give us an idea.
You know, I mean, the best to me right now seems like, well, it's buy two, get one free on all jigs, lures, hooks, everything.
Everything. So everything. I saw guys walking out with Mad Max.
Yeah.
Buy two, get one free on Mad Max.
We got stacks of them back there.
Stacks of them. Yeah.
Surface iron. Marlin jigs. I mean, everything.
Everything.
Trolling lures.
Yep. Except for flat falls, we have a bunch of them, so it's buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free. On all Shimano flat falls.
All flat falls.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Holy mackerel.
And forget, that jig works amazing. It's just the bluefin thing, the bigger, faster jig is kind of taking it over the bluefin. But that is an amazing jig. You can catch anything.
And this has been like, we've seen, at least this year, we've seen a big resurgence in flat falls. So the last 3 or 4 years, and obviously who knows what it's going to be like when the season really gets rolling into its entirety. But, you know, the reason the knife jig became so popular is because they were so deep and you got down so fast. This year, we've seen a lot of fish real high in the water column, and there's been a huge resurgence in flat fall and Colt Sniper. Like, that's kind of been the hot thing again because, you know, with that fish being higher, you don't want your knife jig to go rocketing through the fish. You want something that's going to kind of shimmy its way through them, and they've been up higher. So there's been a huge resurgence of flat fall, and now you can get buy one, get one free today.
I can't do any deeper than that.
doesn't get it.
Yeah, you go backwards after that.
Remember when we were in Loretto, Steve? Yep. We were kicking ourselves. We didn't bring enough flat falls because the guys were getting them on the flat falls. Yeah, it was happening. So there's also seminars too. I might mention Corey Sandin from MC Swim Bites. You know, the guy that co-hosts with us here on Let's Talk Hookup. He's right next door to us here, and he's got buy two get one free on MC Swim Bites.
The same thing.
So mackerel. Yeah.
And again,
not a seminar.
Not only are you getting the baits, but you get to talk to Corey and pick it out. Hey, I'm going here. I'm doing this type of fishing. I caught the surf seminar at the Long Beach show. I want to get one of those weedless baits that you're talking about fishing for halibut in the surf. Well, you get to pick the brains of the guy that makes them and pick out the right size lead heads and hooks. And yeah, today's a rad day.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
You know, and I mean, like, you know, the sales don't end. It's 20% off all clothing, and that includes sunglasses. And
like Maui Jim sunglasses?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to say that.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get discounted. You know, extra tough boots.
What about
Olakai sandals?
And, I saw Mike Kirsch over there. Olakai's are 20% off?
They're 20% off in the store. Mike has a whole ton of samples over there that are way, way, way deeper
like
than that.
Like 50. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a ton of sizes, but a ton of different styles. And, you know, go over and see them. Or if you want to pick out exactly what you want right here in the store. But that's just part of it. You know, 20% off all rods. How about 40% off all Shimano Terramar rods?
Get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, we get a couple bucks.
I mean, and think about how difficult it was just to get a hold of a Terramar rod last year. You know, the season was tough. We all know how crazy the tackle bottom. Now you can get a rod that you couldn't even get your hands on a year ago for 40% off.
Jeez.
Awesome. Yep. Lifetime warranty, great guys, great components. Love it.
Yeah.
10% off all reels, free Spectra. Free solid Spectra. So
10% off all reels, and you get free Spectra.
At least. I know, like, our Pen Fathom 2 speeds are 20% off.
Whoa.
Jeez. Like, just come on down. There's not much that's full price on the store.
And not only that, like, it's not just there's a couple of lost leaders. I mean, you're talking everything in the store and significant discounts on everything.
Yep.
Plus, you have, like, 20 vendors here to come up and talk to and learn new things. I know Ron next door has a giant thing going on. He's got a bunch of kayaks over there. That's 20% off all accessories, like Hobie accessories. A couple exceptions, but that stuff doesn't.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah. Yeah. All Salty Crew apparel is 20% off. Yep. That's pretty. Yeah, and they have a huge Salty Crew. Yep. Salty Crew sale items up to 40% off. They have the Easy Rider trailer that's normally $33.99. It's $29.99. That's like you can put your multiple kayaks on there. 20% off sunglasses. They have so many other stuff, too. And discounts on stuff that they can't discount, like Hobie kayaks, too. did I say that?
Yeah.
You're like the snitch of everybody, man.
Yeah, I didn't say that, Jerry. And then we have a guy named Bill from Rinsoff here. Gary, you want to go grab Bill from Rinsoff right there? Right there on the corner. Yeah, and Bill's going to give away a rinse-off kit.
Which is really cool.
So Ron sells these rinse-off kits. I know Mike Lum is a rep and has been doing a sensational job. And Bill has generously donated one of these rinse-off kits. And the rinse-off kit is pretty amazing. It's a right next here, everybody knows there's no water at Dana Landing.
Sure, at the launcher.
How do you wash your trailer off?
Or your trailer
you
brakes?
Step right up to the mic there, Bill, right here, right in front of you there. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Bill, yeah, step right up to that mic there.
There you go.
All right. Hey, nice to see you. So tell us about the rinse-off. What's the deal on it?
That is the deal. It's just a 4-gallon portable water system built right. There's a lot of product out there that did it, and I had some of that product, and I'm like, I have a history. I've been an industrial designer, product designer since I was young. Like my first product I designed, I was 13 years old.
Wow.
So I'm 60. So I had a lot of experience making and manufacturing and all that stuff. And I saw a lot of stuff, and I'm like, I'm going to make one of these. I'm going to make it right. It's not going to charge your phone. It's not going to, do all this crap. It's going to just deliver water where you need it, and it's going to be, the Yeti quality of product. And that's really simply what we did. We designed a container from the very get-go. It took me almost about 2.5 years by the time I designed it, tested it, all that stuff, put it on the market. It's been out about, 6 months now, starting to sell it. And knock wood, we haven't had any issues and, no returns, which is unheard of.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, and just got every little detail, So from the container to the hose, it's a 9-foot hose. It's got a 12-volt pump in it. And there's, all the little details I just focused on, hyper-focused on, so that when you use the product, when you go use it, you're like, why is this thing so good? Why does it work? And it's everything from the little machine swivels that, we spent tons of time designing, and the hose we designed. The hose was the hardest part of designing. It's 9-foot, super tough. The pump turns on and off at 45 PSI.
Wow.
So, but the nozzle selection is where you get your pressure. So regular running it open, you're going to get 1.2 gallons a minute, and then you take it to the spray thing, you get more pressure. So, but anyway, it's still got to hold that 45 PSI because it's a pressure pump turning on and off the nozzle.
You have two different models. You have one where you plug it right into a cigarette lighter, but you also have one that's self-contained with its own battery. Too,
yeah,
right?
And that's the pricey one. It's $350 for the one that has a lead acid battery, a very simple, charge it up with a wall charger, old school lead acid battery, 5-amp-hour alarm battery. If you ever have to replace it, you can just buy it at a Home Depot or Amazon, something like that. And you charge it up, it'll cycle 20 cycles, so 80 gallons of water before you have to recharge it.
Hey, that's awesome.
Surprisingly, that's like the whole summer.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's great.
So and, if you're at a place that has no water and you want to wash your boat trailer off, you could just walk around with that self-contained one. But probably the most common one that you sell is the one that you plug right into the cigarette lighter?
I think because of the cost, it's $189, and it's the exact same product, just powered with a power port in your boat or your car, so you save a lot of money without the switches and the battery and all the chargers and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's definitely the most popular.
What are some of the uses that you found with rinse-off? Washing your boat trailer, I can see that. What else?
So, I didn't know anything about this. I'm from the desert, so I don't deal with salt water, and I have a boat there. But I had no idea that trailer brakes were like this huge thing.
First thing I thought of, totally.
And people were coming up and talking about it. I'm like, what are you? I don't even know what you're talking about. I just act like I knew. But, just rinsing all those brakes off. So that's like a huge thing. And then, of course, just rinsing gear off. And then with all the inflatable kayaks, inflatable paddleboards, and the mechanisms now for the drive trains for the paddle kayaks, just cleaning all that stuff up is, it's just that.
A lot of
stuff. There's so many other things. It's like having a cooler, what do you use a cooler for? Everything, But this thing, you're on the road and you blow out a sandwich in the ice chest. You're like, we got to clean this ice chest.
Yeah.
And you just grab it. You're done,
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Great for camping.
Running
around.
Going to the beach, obviously, surfing,
Surfing. You can wash the sand off your feet, all that kind of stuff.
Sticking that thing in your wetsuit with the warm water, fill it with warm water, at home and
ooh,
then come home.
What a great idea.
Yeah,
right. How long will it hold the warm water?
Yeah, just set it in the sun or in any kind of, you know, like right now, if you filled it with warm water, okay. I mean, it's going to be warm. We have a new insulated bag coming out.
Not,
don't have it yet, but so you can drop it into an insulated bag, which is just basically a fish bag fit for this, you know.
Yeah,
and
it'll keep it warm for a while.
Yeah, it keeps
what
it warm.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, so you're here. You sell them at Fastlane Kayaks, right?
Yep. Yeah. Ron carries the product.
And different
we have
places all over Southern California, right?
Yeah, and since it's new, you know, we threw out a little post for, like, come by and see us. You know, we're putting them on. We've got a limited amount that we're just going to blow out today for half price just to kind of see where we're in. You know, get people to start using
half price here?
Half price, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
On the rinse off.
Yep. Come by, get you one for half price, which is
what a deal.
That's awesome. A deal.
Yeah. That's a great deal. And you're giving one away to us here for one of our Step Up the Mic people.
And everyone always asks me what color. Let me tell you, get white because you can see the water level.
Ah. There
you
go. Okay.
You know, unless you want black. But white is the that's what I use.
That's the one.
Yeah, I have a dog and a one-year-old. I can think about a million different things I'd like to hose something off before it gets back into the truck, man. Let me tell you.
Price today?
No
Are you kidding me?
Right,
Bill. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate
thank
it.
You guys,
yeah,
awesome.
And you're right here, right on the corner here. You're right across from Quarry, right on the waterfront there. Yeah. And you should
thanks
do well today. All right. You
thanks
bet.
For having me.
Good luck with it. And of course, you have the world's best rep, and that's Mike Lum.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's the man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for coming. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're just getting started here. Haven't even talked about all the stuff going on.
That's my favorite thing about today is, you know, not only do we have Steve and Johnny here, but also so many people, all the different vendors that are here. Like, you know, Pete, you mentioned just a bunch of, but Corey and Daiwa and Warbaits and, you know, OTC Jigs and, you know, Fishworks is here and Accurate's here and Shimano's here. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. We'll get to grab some of the guys that are setting up. And obviously we'll have Steve and Johnny here talking tackle and talking all the deals and everything going on at Dana Landing. It's just going to be a very, very fun day. And, man, the best thing to do is just come down and join us. It's a great event. And how you really want to participate is just to come on down to Dana Landing this morning. Get in on the fun. Get in on the sales. Come have a great time with us and step up to the microphone because we are giving away a couple of really killer prizes today. We're giving away two different prizes to two different winners for our stand-up microphone questions today, and one of them, as we just heard, is going to be that killer rinse-off kit. So one of our lucky people that steps up to the microphone, ask a question today, is getting an opportunity to win one of those rinse-off kits. And then a second great prize is this custom handmade Anza knife from our friends over at Anza.
With a bone handle.
Yeah, beautiful.
Like solid bone handle made from a file. They take a whole file and then they hone the file down. So this thing is tough.
Yeah. It's high, like, carbon tool steel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. An awesome, awesome knife.
Really good feeling knife with a beautiful sheath. Too.
That's it. And again, those are all for our stand up microphone participants. So everybody that stands up, just see Gary White there at the Let's Talk Hookup shirt and hat. Let him know that you'd like to ask a question and we'll be taking all those questions on the air this morning. A couple of great prizes. Also, if you want to give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is the number if you want to reach us on the phones. And we've already got a bunch of great texts rolling through. The text the show option, as always, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. Just fire off that app. And if you've got a question you want to ask of Johnny or Steve or anybody here at Dana Landing, you can text your questions through and we'll get them answered today. So going to be a great show, lots of fun, lots of stand-up mic questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're live at Dana Landing for the summer kickoff sale in Mission Bay on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com. www.teamsearcher.com.
This is Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at searchersportfishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations, better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here at the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing. And, man, summer is definitely kicked off with the deals they got going around here. The crowd's really starting to form. Gear's going on. Already seeing bags with reels walking out the door. Today is going to be a busy day for those boys inside.
And I'm going to remind you, it ends at 1, right, Steve?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're done at 1. The prices go back to normal prices.
Yep.
Which is still pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the deli's open, right?
You got it.
You want some food? You want to go on a breakfast sandwich? Or
you know what we haven't even mentioned? The seminars.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge part of today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are three great seminars. We get 9:30. We have Afrin from Warbase.
And
that knowledge there is crazy on fishing Mission Bay and everything.
Yeah. Kayak fishing and all that.
Yep, kayak fishing. And then it looks like Corey. You know, your guy,
Corey. Standing right next to us right now.
Another whole bunch of information. Yeah. I mean, you can never not learn anything from Corey.
Oh, my God. Corey's there.
And then kind of neat after that is a gentleman named Benny Ortiz, who's Shimano. He's from Florida.
Yeah.
But he's come all the way from Florida.
They flew him in.
He's doing a seminar on, slow pitch jigging.
Okay.
And he's like the master of that.
That's what everyone tells me. Yep.
And maybe we can get him over here for talk a little bit about that.
Everyone tells me the knowledge of what you're going to learn is just unbelievable. On slow pitch, and he knows everything.
And that's so the three seminars are kind of back to back. Afrin goes first, then Corey follows, and then the slow pitch.
I'm thinking 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, something around those lines.
That might lead us perfectly into our first text question, which came from Ben in San Diego, saying, "Good morning, guys. I'm headed over to the big sale. Can't wait. What time is the big slow pitch seminar from Benny Ortiz?" So we're thinking around 11:30.
I'm gonna think, but won't be far off of that.
And we'll see if Benny's here. We'll see if we can drag him in and talk a little bit about what the heck slow pitch jigging is and what that means and why he's from Florida and stuff like that. Wayne Cotto's here from CCA California. This guy is everywhere.
He really is.
Wayne, seriously? I mean, come on.
How you doing here
at 6. I got here a little before 6, and you were already, like, lifting tables for me and everything, man.
I don't sleep.
Yeah, you're on it. You're just like endless Energizer Bunny.
A lot to do, man. It doesn't end.
Yeah.
We're always working for our anglers here in California.
Yeah, you are.
So what's the latest from CCA California?
The latest is that we actually have a little win here. The 30 by 30 movement. We've got the Ocean Protection Council and the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Fish and Game Commission to say that they're not really going after the MPAs for the 30 by 30 process. There's four parts to it. One of them's the MPAs. But there's three other things. One of them's the National Marine Sanctuaries, which is where we've been telling them they need to go look. There's other habitat areas that they're going to look at, and there's the tribal stewardship program. So we're pushing them in those directions because the fishermen aren't the enemy, and there's a lot of other bigger projects that need to be looked at or can qualify for the 30 by 30 effort. So our focus now is on that MPA decadal review, which is going on with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Fish and Game Commission. And that's going to go through the MRC, which is the Marine Resource Committee, and that'll be starting in July. And we'll be starting the conversations on the decadal review for adaptive management. But right now, they have all stated that they do not have an appetite to go full-on fight to double the MPA. So that's a win, right?
Yes.
So, but we have to still fight. And why?
Right.
Because there's still extreme environmentalists out there that are pushing for 100%.
They're fighting the other way.
They're pushing for 100%
yeah, yeah.
closure, 100% no fishing, all of that. So we cannot let our foot off the pedal because of that. It's not the common sense people. It's the extremists. And that's why we have to fight.
So let me translate all this that he just
Please.
Said. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically we are making progress because of the efforts from CCA. And but the fight is not over. It's going to go on forever, basically. And we need to continue to, because the other side is going the other way. They're pushing the other way. So we need to be, join CCA. We need to support the efforts of all the different events that are coming up. Like there's one coming up this month, right?
Oh, we got one going on today up in 22nd Street. We got the Coastal Social going on concurrently with this event.
Okay.
And then we have a golf tournament up in Kern County weekend after on the 19th. And then on the 20th, we have the LA Barbecue. So we got back-to-back events coming up. And then
you'll be here today.
We'll be here today.
Yeah, with all the support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
And so so you can join CCA today. We can renew our efforts.
Absolutely. $40 a month, $40
a year
for the annual membership. We have the lifetime membership starting at $1,000. And gosh knows, we need to help, guys. We need you to attend our events. You need to come and well, our events are supposed to be fun, right? We want to go out and have fun and still raise funds to help our fishing access.
Yeah. We're making progress. That's the most important thing. So
Absolutely.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep up the fight.
You know, Pete, you and I are both on the state board of directors, and I remember when the 30 by 30 came up at a meeting, and I don't know. I had almost given up. I mean, it was that dire of what we were. It was just kind of planned we were going to lose it. And it would have been disastrous, and I try to explain that to people. And to be able to turn the corner again just a little bit, but I mean, Wayne, it's you and all your guys that just are killing it for us to have some positive movement towards a resolution that works for everybody. I just, I don't think people understand how bad it could have been, and it still could be. But again, we're turning the corner. We finally have some positive. We're going in the right direction, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, people are taking what we've been doing for our whole lives, which is conservation efforts. The fishing and the hunting community started conservation. We pay for it. We believe in it. We do it. We do believe in fisheries management. They've taken it, and they're taking it to an extreme, and that's what we're sad about because it doesn't need to be there. We have the most highly regulated fishery in the world, it seems like. We're not the enemy. All of our efforts are working here. So why are you hijacking our processes?
Absolutely.
Right? And that's all we're trying to say.
And you just you said that they're choosing not to go after some of the areas that are anything. Like, I for sure believe that's because they know that they've got Wayne and they got CCA that's on. You know, I mean, that becomes too big of a fish for them to try and chew off. So, you know what I mean? Like, there's no reason for them to pursue that because they know there's already such strong opposition there. And I wholeheartedly think that if you and all the CCA members weren't behind that, that it would be a totally different story. I think they would try to go after that.
And we all work together, guys. It's a coalition of all of the fishing community. It doesn't matter if it's the sport boats, the wreck boats, the dive, the surf, the fly. Everybody's working together on this because including the boating community, because we all believe in the common sense approach and fisheries management.
No question. Yeah. So, well, thanks, Wayne. Keep up the great battle. Come see Wayne here. You'll be here till 1.
Yes, absolutely.
At least, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right,
thanks,
guys.
Hey, Mo from Vista is here at our live broadcast here at Dana Landing for the big summer kickoff sale. And if you want to step up to the mic, just see Gary or our main man here.
Arnie.
Arnie came all the way from Vista.
Good morning, guys.
Like you, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have carpooled.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What's up, Mo?
Hey, a question about the rock cod, the 60-mile bank. Is it legal right now? And how big is the 60-mile bank?
How big? I don't have an answer for you. It is legal. It is legal to fish. The depth is okay.
Yeah.
The area is okay. As long as you are avoiding the posted cow-cod conservation areas, you absolutely can fish in that depth of water.
Which I don't think there is a cow-cod conservation on the 60.
Correct. Yeah, no, the 60 is available. I just meant, in general, no depth restrictions.
Yeah.
The only restrictions you have to worry about would be cow-cod conservation areas, no take on cow-cod,
right.
No take on bronze-spotted rockfish.
Yep.
But yeah, no, you're
Wide open. So head out there, and there's some bluefin out there too.
No, I hear it. Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, Bo, thanks for joining us. Gotta have a great day. By the way, if you want to join us on the phone, Christian's standing by, 213-432-1090. Better yet, come on down to Dana Landing right now. But John in Rancho San Diego sent a text and says, "Hey guys, fun show today. Can fishing licenses and Mexican fishing permits be purchased at Dana Landing? And how about a rod and reel repair?"
Yes, obviously a California license, no problem. We can do everything from hunting, any type of California license. Mexican permits now are purchased online.
Online, yeah.
You know, if a store is going to sell it to you, they're going to go online, type it out, and hand it to you.
Yes.
So we direct people, you know, there's a link on our website. You can go to the Sport Fishing Association California website, which
right.
is pretty legit. Anyways, and then rod and reel, reel repair, we do so many reels here, it's staggering to me. I mean, I bet you're 6 weeks out, something like that
yeah.
right now. We have milk crates back there. But Dougie is our guy.
He's a master.
Dougie has literally been our reel guy for 25 years.
Yeah.
That's so rad.
You know, he works from about 6 in the morning till 10 in the morning every day, but he knocks them out. you know, I mean, I say this every time we talk about it, is that I don't ever see a reel coming back that Dougie worked on.
That's so rad.
And Dougie fixes other reels that came back from other shops. You know, other people fixing them. So, yeah, he's the master.
Also, like, not scared by any reel manufacturer or anything else,
yep.
too. Because there's, I mean, even, the, you know, there's several reels that our mechanics don't work on. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't need parts for this. I send everything that's funky that, like, throws a guy for a loop.
Yep.
Doug, like, is not afraid of anything.
No, you can come in, talk to him, go over, and he'll tell you you probably better off buying a new reel or whatever. You know what I mean? He's not
no
just
BS.
In it for the repair end of it. He's got
yeah.
plenty of work.
What about rods? Does he do rod repair too?
We do. Yeah, we do everything.
You do rod repair.
Custom wrapping to
okay.
any you know, guy to rod
all
repair.
All of the
everything.
Above.
You got it.
Wow. All right. Hey, Rick from Gamakatsu is here. Good morning.
What's up, Rick?
Good morning,
Rick.
Guys.
Hey.
Well, it turned out to be a gorgeous day.
It is a gorgeous day and almost warm today.
It is warm.
Yeah.
All right, took off
yeah,
the
compared
jacket.
To what
warm.
yeah, compared to what it has been.
Oh, it's been awesome.
Yeah. yeah. So Gamakatsu has some amazing deals here at Dana Landing today.
Well, Steve and Johnny were nice enough to do a buy two, get one free on hooks here for this show. So we
all hooks.
All Gamakatsu hooks.
All Gamakatsu.
I don't know about the other ones.
No, I'm talking about all
Gamakatsu.
You didn't
care about any other ones.
yeah.
All Gamakatsu.
Oh, that other garbage you know, around here.
but
maybe that other crap's on sale, too. I'm not sure,
yeah.
but, you know.
So we sweeten the pot a little bit. So anybody that buys any Gamakatsu product comes to our booth, and we've got a reversible G-box, a lure box, or a pocket pack box for them at no charge. So
wow.
So
yeah.
rad.
So how many hooks do you have to buy?
Well, if you buy two, get one free, Gamakatsu, you're going to qualify.
You got it.
So
really?
That's so cool.
Wow.
You're going to qualify.
So all you have to do is buy two.
Then you'll get
you
the
get
third
the
one free inside.
And then
come
you
out
get the box over here.
That's
so
right.
That's a heck of a deal.
It's double freebies. You get free hooks from the guys inside. You get
yeah.
free box from Gamakatsu outside.
That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah. That's and then the other specials, too, right?
Right. We're doing, if you want to sign up for our newsletter, you come in, you just take a picture of the QR code there. They'll ask you for your email address. We've got a couple of little gifts there that you can choose from for just signing up for the newsletter.
Just signing up for the Gamakatsu newsletter.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the new knives on display?
I do have. I have the fillet knives and a couple of the pocket knives there.
Those are beautiful yeah. knives.
Yeah, they're
really
all, you know,
nice.
Gamakatsu is not a knife manufacturer.
Right.
So we got a deal and put together with Kershaw. So it's got a lifetime warranty just like a Kershaw blade. So if
yeah.
anything goes wrong with the knife, you can send it to Kershaw and they're going to take care of it at no charge.
That's awesome.
And here's the crazy thing is those fillet knives are high carbon steel knives.
Yes.
But with a coating on it. So they're kind of rust resistant,
right?
And
it's a D2 steel, so yeah, they are rust resistant.
Yeah. No, they did it right with those
knives. Yeah, they
knives.
Did. And those
yeah.
pocket knives are, they really.
Super sweet.
The last two shows, they just flew out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have them here?
I have samples of everything
samples
you can
of
look
everything.
At. Yeah.
All right. So go see Rick. You're right over there next to
Right to Shimano.
Right next to Shimano and Lawrence.
Fishworks.
Yeah.
Between the two.
So, yeah. All right. Cool.
Okay.
Well, great. Rick,
thank you.
Thanks for coming from
Thanks,
Gamakatsu.
Rick.
Appreciate that. Some pretty sensational deals there.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, we had a good text question come through. It says, hey, good morning, guys. I got a question about live bait fishing. When the bait is loaded into your bait tank and the bait scales off a little bit, is there anything we should do? Should we try to remove the scales? Should we let it sink? And then what's the best process for keeping bait when it loads into the tank? And, you know, Pete, I know that a lot of people have a lot of things. And one of the things that Mark, you know, in terms of removing the scales, I don't think there's anything you need to do. Pump's going to cycle all of that out, so there's nothing you need to do. But if you have bait that is, you know, it's busy in the summertime and you're having a little bit of scale issue, Mark Wish told us one thing a long time ago that, you know, cycling the oxygen out of that tank is a big thing to do. And one of the things you can do to help that would be to either add some extra water in via 5-gallon bucket to your tank, maybe turn your washdown hose on and put it into the tank just to, while that bait is, you know, is a little bit in shock and getting into the bait, just introduce a little bit of extra oxygen in the water ahead of time. Also, let that bait settle a little bit before you go blasting off. Don't necessarily get your bait thrown into the tank and then just immediately rock it off as full throttle as fast as you can. Idle around a little bit, get your gear together, get your way out the bay, let that bait settle a little bit before you shock it and just start pounding your way out offshore.
Good advice, for sure. Well, hey, let's head down to Baja. We have Richard Castaneda, the cast man from Cast Tours, on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Pedro. Ricky.
Hi, Cass.
Hey, man. Waiting for a little response. You guys are a little slow today.
Yeah, no, we're good, man. We have Steve Pinard here, too.
We're just anxious to
hear. You have a whole selection of fans
up,
here.
Cass? We're just anxious to hear how the fishing is, that's all.
We're on edge.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Steve. Good morning.
Hey, Cass.
Anyway, I had a talk with Danny Talamantes yesterday, our panga guide down there at Loretto, and he said those yellowtail continue to be hammered each day. There's a lot of fish still. You know, it's amazing what a fantastic yellowtail year they've had down there. That, you know, the fish are starting to get a little bigger now. They're coming into their spawn, and they're getting some nice. I think the biggest one this week is about 35 pounds. And of course, limits just about daily for all of the pongas. Also, the cabrilla fishing has really turned up too. You know, casting top water lures into the rocks there along the different islands, and they're producing some best cabrilla. I think they had one that was about 16 pounds. So, and those are really good tickle fare. Yeah, and they're starting to get some small roosters up there, which is really early for the rooster fish to be arriving up that far. So it looks like it could be a really good rooster fish season from tip of Baja all the way up to Loretto. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo there, Paita Bob Lewis sent me a report last night. He says that the been some southeasterly winds that have been hampering some of the conditions, so that north wind seems to be changing now and coming from the east, and that indicates we're going to start having some better weather down there, and hopefully that north wind is finally done for the season, and which really hampers trying to get out to those offshore banks or at the Ayman, San Luis, Vinarama. But there are tuna out there, not in the numbers that we'd like, but they are getting some tuna. I think they had a couple of 70, 80 pounders taken on chunk squid. Dorado are still around. You know, what a fantastic Dorado season we had last year down in all of that southern Baja, just nailed the Dorado. And so it looks like they may be coming back. And here again, a lot of roosters along the beaches, but they're juvenile roosters, so hopefully everybody's releasing those fish. They're such a great game fish, and like I said, it's just a wonderful game fish. As far as the Fargo, you know, this is a good time for those big dog tooth Fargo to come in, the big, what they call the entons, and that should be a really good fishery here this month as they come in to spawn in this time of year. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. And anybody who wants to book a trip in the southern Baja, mainland Mexico, South America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Sounds great, Cast Man. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Hey, Scott Harris is here at Dana Landing. Scott, step up to that mic. You have a chance to win the rinse-off kit and this beautiful Anza fillet knife.
What's up, Scott?
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. I was fishing some bluefin last week or week before and dropped my knife jig down, and I have my 100-foot mono leader on my big jig, my big rig. And so something happened where, I don't know, I ended up with about a foot left of my mono. All right. So, but it was in the heat of the moment. So what I did is I wanted to get back in the water quick. So I cut right off at the Spectra, and then I tied that right to one of the knife jigs that you prepare at Fisherman's Landing. There, you've got about a 3-foot leader on it. Is that okay? I used a uni knot with about 8 twists. I'm like, I don't know if that's a good thing to do or acceptable. Like I said, it was heat of the moment. I wanted to get back in.
Yeah. So what you did is perfectly fine. You know, there's never going to be a black or white, this is the only way to do it. And the two schools of thought on that type of fishing are this. When you have your 100-foot top shot, it's nice because, one, you know that 100 feet came off of the reel, so as soon as you hit your Spectra, it's a good gauge of depth. You know, so, okay, that's 100-foot, number one. And then if you happen to have, like, that Power Pro depth hunter offshore where it changes color every 100 feet, you'll know, okay, mono off is 100-foot, one, first color is 100-foot, two, third color came off, okay, now I'm at 300 feet away, you start fishing. And it's nice to have a little mono so that you have some stretch. You know, right. Big fish, fishing heavy rods and reels, it's nice to have some stretch. On the opposite side of that, when you fish potentially the way you did, where you tie your Spectra directly to a swivel, and then you have a little bite leader, there's a lot less drag in the water. You know, mono is a lot more buoyant than the Spectra is, so that Spectra cuts through the water better, so your jig is going to sink a little faster, you're going to stay more vertical, not having that top shot on there. But the downside is you no longer have the stretch, so the potential pulling hooks might increase a little bit more. And you can combat that by having a little softer tipped rod, giving to the fish a little bit when it's really shaking its head, you know, maybe backing off the drag a little. Fishing a bigger hook on your knife jig, so you've got a bigger barb, which is less apt to pulling. So, you know, there's always going to be pros and cons to everything. The pro to that, sinking faster, sinking straighter. Very direct connect. The con is just you don't have as much stretch as you would when you're pulling on a big one. So, but in the heat of the moment, I think you absolutely did the right thing. You don't have time to tie another top shot on and get with it. Just get back to fishing, and then you set it back up the right way when the dust has settled or when you're going on your next trip.
And as far as that knot, the uni knot, that's a fine knot. You know, Brandon Hayward taught me a while back a straight Spectra to like a swivel. What he uses is an improved clinch knot that goes through the swivel twice. And like an 8-turn or 7-turn improved clinch, and he says that's a great knot, and I've been using that knot pretty well. Improved clinch, generally speaking, for heavier tackle is not a great knot. Not a great knot. I mean, I use it for fly fishing, trout fishing, or something like that. But he says for Spectra, if you go through twice through the swivel, that's a very good knot.
One thing when you're tying Spectra direct is Spectra is just slippery. It's a slippery, more slick material, and just increasing the number of turns makes a big difference. When you're tying a uni instead of tying 3 or 4 turns, you know, like you were mentioning, you did a 7-turn uni. I think 7 or 8. I think you did just fine.
Okay, good. I was kind of stressing over it because I didn't know if that knot was really gonna work if I had success.
And I'm definitely with Pete. Two loops through the eye of the hook with Spectra always better than one.
Yeah. So like a double San Diego would be good.
Double San Diego. Yeah. Or if you're used to tying a uni, just take
my knot.
So so tie the knot you've always tied, but instead of putting one strand through, just take the line and pinch it and fold it in half. So you're doing the same knot, but you're using two strands instead of one. That's going to give you the two wraps going through the eye of the hook. Everything else is the same you've always tied. Since you're up and away you go.
Because Spectra doesn't have the abrasion resistance that mono or fluorocarbon has, so it might have a little
slick.
Wear
it's
there.
Just it's a slick line. Yeah. You want a better bite.
Yeah, okay. For sure. All right, hope that helps you out.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys.
Good luck, bro. Yeah, appreciate it very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. So much cool stuff going on, including bringing a lot of the boys in here that are displaying at the sale. We're going to be talking more about all the goods going on. You stay tuned. We're live at the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. You're listening to Let's Talk Cook Up, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee you the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here live at the Dana Landing Summer Kickoff Sale. What a great day today is going.
And yeah.
How did you kick the weather just right, too? You know, I mean, it was kind of funky a little earlier,
yeah,
but we got perfect weather. Great day for the big sale today.
Did you order that up, Steve?
Yeah, to see sun this early, like, yeah, we kind of scored.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect.
Usually around 3 in the afternoon, we're like, oh, there's
yeah,
the sun.
It's been great. So, yeah,
it's beautiful.
Come on down to Dana Landing, right next to the Dana Launch Ramp, Mission Bay, right across from SeaWorld. You can't miss it. Really a great day here. And Rory from Wildermar, step up to the mic there. Rory, have a chance to win that rinse off and also this beautiful Anza
filet yeah,
knife. Yeah.
What's up, Rory?
Good morning. This is a great show. I mean, it's the last fishing show of the year, as I figure.
Yeah, totally.
I just went ahead and bought my Fathom 60 for the first Fathom 260.
Nice.
And let me tell you something. The prices, you cannot beat it right now. I mean, $309 out the door for that reel.
And
plus the Spectrum.
Yeah, there's almost $150 to $175 worth of free line on
really?
That reel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is $27 a
yeah,
yards.
So that's like another $150 up.
And I was
yeah,
wondering, now, I was going to get the, well, I'm probably still going to get the Shimano 25. What do you
the
think
Speedmaster.
The Speedmaster. The Speedmaster 2. And then what do you think between Power Pro and Max Quattro?
Is so here's a suggestion for you. Go over and see Matt Towner at the Shimano booth and ask him those questions, because he's the man. That's what he deals with every day.
Okay.
But I personally love Max Quattro. It's 20% thinner. It's strong. But, you know, on the Speedmaster, maybe you want to put hollow ace. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, all good options. I think that I would go. I mean, it depends a little bit on what you're going to be doing with the reel. I hate to throw yet another curveball at you, but I think that I'd be using the Power Pro Depth Hunter offshore,
sure.
That metered every 100 feet line. That reel that you're potentially buying, both the Fathom 60 that you got and the Speedmaster 25 make great reels for big fish, knife jig, flat fall type bluefin fishing. And that metered line is just nice. It's nice to have a gauge of how depth your jig is getting. In between the two, they're both great reels. They're two really good reels from two manufacturers. I think the big thing you're going to notice on the Shimano is, you know, Shimano gearing always has been, always will be so smooth. When you turn the handle, it's just butter, very comfortable. They have a different handle shape. I'm a big fan of the knob-style handle that comes off of the Speedmaster. That's not a knock at the Fathom. I like that one, too. But the handle for me on the Speedmaster is a little nicer. The two-speed shift mechanisms between the two reels is going to be a little bit different. Again, because I'm a Shimano guy, I'm just very used to the two-speed button system on the Shimano. Again, not a knock of the Fathom, but those are going to be your main differences between the reels.
So should I go with a 20? Shimano 20?
That is another one of those things that you have to decide that. Now, there's no difference between the 20 and the 25 in terms of the power of the reel. The same gear, same guts, same drags. The advantage of the 25 is a wider reel that gives you more line capacity. The advantage of the 20 is it's narrower, it fits in your hand better. If you are speed jigging or, you know, winding the jig with it, the reel doesn't want to walk on you because it's a little skinnier and it fits in your hands better. So you just got to put those two reels both in your hand and see what feels more comfortable for you.
Okay, one more question. On your lures for going for bluefin, do you want 120 grams lure of weight of that size?
Right now, for sure, you want to have a 120 gram Colt Sniper. That has been a lure that we've seen a lot of captains and crew members coming up and buying before they go on their trip.
And you can buy two, get one free right here today at the Atlantic,
right? The words out of my mouth, exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty good. And you can get a discount on those reels, like you just found out, and free Spectrum.
And I'm going to say again, do not sleep on that flat fall deal they have going. I would for sure get yourself a 130 gram flat fall. Whether it be a glow color, a sardine color, you buy one, get one free. You can get a discount on the Gamakatsu assist hooks. Man, get one of those. Upgrade the hooks. Away you go.
The hooks, definitely. And hook it up.
You got it.
All right. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
You too. Steve Moat, come on up. Steve, nice to see you. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we had a live. It's really nice to get
it
back together.
Occurrence.
Appreciate it. Well, I'm stepping up today with a little bit of a PSA, public service announcement. Summer's coming. We all know it's coming, and what that means is a lot of days in the sun. And at 68 years old, I got my first melanoma removed a couple of months ago.
That first one? Man, I've had a bunch of them for a long time.
This thing was on the back of my left arm, and it was the size of the period on your printed sheet.
Yikes.
0.6 millimeter. I got a 3-inch zipper on the back of my arm now because of it. And they put me on a 3-month program to get in and get checked. So don't put it off, guys. I'm looking at a bunch of pretty fair-skinned guys in front of me right now, and it's important that we realize use your sunscreen and wear long-sleeve shirts and use the SPF gear and a hat and everything you can do, because this stuff is serious.
You know, Steve sells a bunch of sunscreen here, but one brand that he sells that a lot of other retailers don't sell is Sol. And Steve and I are huge believers in Sol. I've been using Sol for a long time. When you put it on, it turns you white, but you got to rub it in. But that stuff works. And the biggest thing is you don't necessarily have to reapply. Sometimes you do, but it lasts like through sweat. It's waterproof. I mean, Steve, back me up here. I mean, it is just amazing stuff.
You're spot on, because I love the spray. I just spray it on and I'm done. But you're right. It's greasy and thick. But, you know, just do it in the morning before you leave. Rub it all in. You're good to go. Wash your hands. And like Pete said, I've never changed it. You know, I mean, you go swimming 6 hours later, and you can feel that the water's kind of falling off.
Yep.
It's fine, and you don't really notice after it gets all rubbed in. It is a can't miss.
You put that spray on, you sweat enough, yeah. You know that it's pretty much off. You put that sole on there, you're blocked for the. You're blocked for till the next day.
Yeah.
Hey, well, in the world now, with makeup being so popular among all the people in the world, a little bit of white on your face, you could say you identify as a snowman.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Steve, is Sole on sale?
It's for sale.
For sale.
Available.
Yeah, all right. I wasn't sure because everything seems to be on sale here tonight.
The sunblock slipped out of the list.
Okay. All right. But get it because it's, you know what? What's it worth, having melanomas? Just buy it.
Buy it.
Get it. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Steve. Thank you.
May the fish be with you, gentlemen.
Yes. Thank you.
Good
and,
call.
You know, John from Mira Mesa just sent a text here to us, and he says, I have a big kahuna, but portable shower that I want to Let's Talk hook up many years ago. How does rinse off compare? I'm going to tell you, because I bought a big kahuna.
Same.
It's a junk. It's junk. I mean, I threw the thing away. And rinse off is the real deal. It is a well-made. Obviously, he's an engineer. And it's a next level thing.
The biggest flaw, well, not the biggest, but one of the flaws with that big kahuna was the hose.
Yes.
And that was one of the things that you heard Bill talk so highly about, is how much he loved having the hose and what a big deal that was.
Yeah, the pump, the whole deal. It's just the whole way that rinse off is put together is like, it's way better than what you have now. Half price? Are you kidding me?
I wasn't kidding when I said that to you. I'm buying one of those things when
too.
The shows are on. I'm dead
it's a
serious.
Deal. Yeah, for sure. It's a great deal.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including checking in with the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackicat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.